Happy New Year. I hope everyone listening is starting the year off great. I know I am, especially with this new episode coming to you. I know I haven't been posting in over maybe 2 months, but here I am with the new episode, new year, new episode. I know it was a crazy holiday for me at least. It was very busy. But I'm here now with the new episode. Yeah, I haven't uploaded in so long. So this is kind of like my New Year's resolution to upload a little bit more and stick to what I start. Also, a lot of people have been telling me to upload. So yeah, here it is. But also, I do love feedback. So wherever you're listening from, just give me feedback. You have my Instagram, you have my Twitter. If you forgot, my Instagram is FA Confess. My Twitter is Confess FA. But I usually don't use Twitter too often, so Instagram is probably the best. Or wherever you see this podcast being uploaded from to. Yeah, it's been a crazy, crazy times. But we're starting off fresh. And also, if you do give me feedback, please make sure it's nice. Nothing too crazy, mean. Obviously, in all good perspective. So, yeah, and today, since it's a new year, new episode, we're gonna start it off in a good note. And I figured that maybe today I can talk about my weird fun experiences. So we'll start off with the fun ones, and then I don't know if you want to hear the bad ones, just let me know and I'll do an episode on that. So I am filming this podcast, or recording. It's recording. I'm not filming. I'm recording this podcast from home today since it's been kind of a slow week. I haven't really had much flying yet. But if you hear any weird noises, it's probably my dog. So I'm filming from my room. Usually, I always do it at hotel rooms, but since I'm not really in hotel rooms, I am doing it from home, which should be interesting because there's a lot of things going on that I cannot control. And before I start off with my stories, I really wanted to talk about an issue that just recently happened. It was for New Year's Day, New Year's Eve, New Year's Day. I've been getting a lot of it on my timeline. It makes me double think on how I go on about my overnights when I'm in places that I don't really know, especially in my room. So apparently, if you haven't seen it, there was this flight attendant, I think from the Philippines Airlines, something like that. And she was found unconscious and basically dead. And it all happened because apparently, in one of her overnights, her crew wanted to throw a New Year's Eve party in one of the hotel rooms. And while she was there, another crew member invited more friends into the room. So she didn't know them too well. And at that party, obviously people got drunk. They were having a good time. And from what I've read, she was in the bathroom bathtub. And another person came over to check on her and they thought that she was sleeping. So they just put a blanket over her because she might be cold, you know? And the next morning, I guess they were going to work after that. They went to check up on her and she was unconscious and they saw that she was not responding, she was not breathing, she had bruises and cuts all over her body. So they knew that it was probably someone from the party the night before. And yeah, prayers out to the family. Makes me really think about what happens whenever I'm in a hotel room. Obviously, I'm in the hotel room. I lock my doors when I remember. I do order a lot of DoorDash. So when I order a lot of DoorDash, I usually say leave it in the desk at the front desk area, and then I'll just go pick it up. They'll have it there waiting for me. Sometimes I let them go up the stairs and into like to where my room is, but usually by that time the person is gone. And it's always sketchy when you're in a new area. So I'm trying to be careful. But it's an unfortunate story. I hope everything else goes well for the family. Yeah, it makes you really think about the things that you do at work. And with COVID stuff, obviously, there's a lot of things that cancel out for us anyway, because we can't really go out. We'd rather not really meet people in the area because you just never know. If I do have a lot of time, I do like going to museums and like the zoos or whatever is nearby the area. Anyway, if you didn't know about that story, now you know. And if you want to look it up, it's everywhere. It's a really interesting, sad story. On a different note, I'm going to talk about my fun and positive stories. Mostly fun, because the people I get on the planes are just, it's just, I get to see all types of people from literally all over the world, even though I just fly to the East Coast, domestic flights. I do get to see a lot of people from everywhere, all over different continents, countries, states. I don't know. You see everybody. But yeah, we'll start off with maybe whenever I first started, apparently it seemed, I don't know. I'm thinking that maybe when I first started working as a flight attendant, I seemed too fresh because a lot of people would just stop me abruptly when I was working back and forth in the aisle, and I would just get people like, "How old are you? Does your mom know you work here? Do you have permission to work here? It doesn't seem like you have the age like to work as a flight attendant, but no, I do." Currently, I am 22. I started when I was 20, so yes, I do have the age to work as a flight attendant. But yeah, now I don't get stopped so much, so I guess I grew into my position as a flight attendant. I don't seem, too young, apparently. I still do, but I don't get stopped so often to ask for my age. I know I did that one time when we flew, I started flying to Canada. So we were in Montreal, and the rampers were coming up on the plane, and they were checking things and making sure I was okay to board, and making sure we were getting the right number of bags in the plane and whatnot. And this guy comes over, and because we have masks, you can't really see the face fully, but you just see the eyes and the forehead. And I swear, this guy, he came on the plane and he seemed like he was 5 years old, and he came over. He was really nice and sweet, and he's like, "Hey, can I borrow your pen?" And when I said yes and I was about to give him my pen, I didn't mean to be so sudden, but it was just a shock that I had to be like, "How old are you?" Like, and then it came to me. It's like, wait, I don't want to be so sudden, but how old are you? You look so baby. And he was also 22. And then, yeah, he's like, "Yeah, I get that a lot." And he asked me that too. He's like, "Well, you look baby too, so how old are you?" And I was like, "I'm also 22." And we're just having a good time cracking up. And but it was so bizarre. It was weird. But yeah, that was, I guess I had a fun time in Montreal. And then, so whenever we go internationally, if it's over 90 minutes that we sit there at the airport, we have to get out of the airplane. go through their customs and then go through US customs and then go back into the airplane. So those 90 minutes are spent doing that. If it's less than 90 minutes, we can stay on the plane. We don't have to get out. We just stay there. Because technically, we're still US soil or something because the plane is from the US. I don't know. The pilots have told me. It's a weird concept. But yeah, that happened. So I was there for like an hour and a half. We got out. We went through Canadian customs, and the border patrol guys, he was checking my passport, and he was like, "Oh, so how long were you in Canada for?" And I was like, 90 minutes." And we just laugh about it. He's like, "Did you like it? Did you enjoy your time in Canada?" I was like, "Yeah, it seems really nice. Everyone's nice here. And everything is in French." So that's something. I guess I have to learn French now. I don't know. I kind of understood what the passengers were telling me, but it was kind of weird because I don't know. I guess everyone just thought that I knew French, even though I only know, like, "Hello, my name is Sabrina. How are you?" "I'm fine. Thank you." That's it. And cheese. I know the word cheese, fromage. But yeah, I don't know. Everyone was just talking to me in French. Like, people were boarding the plane. They're like, "Oh, hello," like all in French. And then when I was doing my service, everyone was just in French. And I'm just like, "Yeah, okay." Like, I understood some words. Not all of them, but you know, if people wanted to tell me something, like I had a passenger who didn't have a mask on, and then the couple next to them were just pointing at me and giving me hand signals, and I was like, "Oh, okay, I gotta understand." So, you know, I did what I had to do, tell him to put his mask on. But, like, it's just weird. I don't know. It's just, they are very thoughtful and very well-mannered. But yeah, that was an interesting one too, that the guy was just, he looks so much like a baby, and I wish I could go back. But I don't know. It's gonna be a while until I go back to a Canada flight, because I had fun. But next time maybe I'll spend the night in Canada. And that's one of my stories that I was not planning on telling, but I told it anyway. Another story, this is a while back when I first started working. I was like a few months in, and it was in summertime. And usually around summertime in the Midwestern area of the US, there is a time about a week or so where it's just very weird, crazy weather, and we cannot control the weather, obviously, because it's Mother Nature. A lot of people do not understand that. All common sense just goes out the window for them once they're in the airplane at the airport. I don't know, where do you leave that? At the TSA? Or when you're waiting to get on the plane? It's just everything just out the window, and people don't understand how things work. But anyway, this time we had a bunch of really strong rainstorms and like tornadoes and a bunch of stuff, and it was crazy. So apparently, obviously, there's going to be a lot of delays, and this delay in particular took about 5 hours or so, and we were going, I think it was Moline, Illinois to Chicago. So that was like a 20-minute flight for me. And it was the first time that I had ever, in that whole time I was working, had, I think it was like 9 passengers on board. And it got me very nervous because I was used to, you know, 50 passengers, which is the maximum on my plane. 50, 40, 30 is okay. Nine people on my plane. Everyone, you know, could hear you perfectly. Everybody had always eyes on you whenever you were talking. It was just weird. I was used to, you know, 50 people. Maybe two of them were paying attention to me. I didn't care about the rest of what they were doing, if they were listening or not, which they were probably listening, but they were just not, you know, caring too much. These 9 people were just there, and so I messed up a lot on my announcements, and there was these five or six people in the front. They were very close to me. And if you haven't seen a show on Netflix called Queer Eye, let me tell you, this was their personality. It's five guys, and they all seemed like the Queer Eye crew, but the older version, like middle-aged men, older version from Queer Eye. They were fun. They were in each one of them. Each one of them seemed like one of them, like each person from Queer Eye, which is weird. And in my mind, I was like, what if I am being bamboozled right now and it's them, but in disguises? And the weirdest thing is that when I was talking to them, I was like, oh, like, so you guys were like flying from work or, you know, like to pass the time. I was just, you know, conversation because 20 minutes, well. And they were also, you know, starting a conversation with me and stuff. They're like, oh, how long have you worked here? And I'm just like, oh, just a few months, literally. And they're like, wow, you're so professional. You are doing a great job. And I was like, oh, great, thanks. And we had, you know, someone that reminded me of Jonathan from Queer Eye, someone that seemed like Karamo, someone that seemed like Anthony. Some like each one of like it was on the spot, and I was like, oh my God, I hope. I hope it's bamboozled, and at the end they say that they're from Queer Eye and they are, you know, in a disguise or something. But no, it wasn't that. They were real people. That was not Queer Eye. But anyway, yeah, I asked them, I was like, oh, so you guys must be friends from work or something, or, you know, taking a break. And they're like, no, we just met at the terminal and we just hit it off. And I was like, wow. And I think everyone was flying. They had a connecting flight to New York. And I think everyone was on the flight, which is weird too. So yeah, they were like all having a great time, and I was having a great time too. And you know, we were delayed for what, 4 hours, 5 hours, 3 hours, I don't remember. So usually, you know, just so they don't get mad at me, I was like, hey, if you guys need any drinks, just let me know. And yeah, you know, beers, alcohol, you know, here, take it. You know, we had a stressful day, I understand. Why not just, you know, relieve that stress with a little bit of drinking? And we all had a good time until the end. The guy that reminded me of Anthony, he was a Hispanic male, if around in maybe 50s, around there. Everyone was talking, and he was just like, yeah, you know, like, I forgot what we were just, you know, conversating. And he just said, oh, you know, like, us Hispanic people have to stick together. And I'm like, uh-huh, yeah, sure. I don't know where you're going with this, but yeah, sure. I understand completely because, you know, it's, you know, yeah, you know, that, like, your own little group sticks together. So yeah, I understand. And at the end, he got very bold with me, and everybody noticed. And he was like, yeah, maybe after this, when we were landing, he's like, maybe after this, if you're done with work, we can go out for drinks or something. And I was like, oh, that would be fun, but I cannot drink because I am in uniform. And he was like, oh, well, you know, flight attendants bring their bags on board and whatnot, so maybe you do have like an extra change of clothes that you can change into, and we can have that drink. And I'm just like, oh no, like, they told me that this was a one day trip, so I didn't really bring my overnight spend the night bag, so I do not have anything to change into. And at this point, everybody on the plane that was near him, behind him, near us, started to get the hint that, dude, you are, you know, like, she is telling you nicely that she's not gonna have a drink with you. Why don't you understand? So that happened, and he just kept saying, it's like, oh, and to make it a joke, he's like, oh, well, maybe we can change clothes and like trade clothes or whatever. Like, I wear your uniform, you wear mine, and like we can have that drink. And I'm just like, yeah, that's not gonna fit you. Like, this is too small for you, sir. Like, I don't think that's possible. Mind you, he had a 5 minute connecting flight across the whole airport in Chicago. So like obviously that drink was not gonna happen ever. Like, he had better things to do than have a drink with me. The person behind him, when they were leaving the plane, the person behind him did tell me, he's like, that was a very nice, subtle way to tell him no. And he did not get the hint, but everyone else did. And I was like, oh, great, thanks. Like, yeah, I know. I don't know. It was just weird. Like, I get the weirdest. Like, I've gotten a lot of bold moves on people that they've done to me, and it's just a no. But he did a good job. I fell into his trap of, hey, where can I want to write a review on you for the company. Like, where can I do that? So I give him information, but not fully information. I just said, oh, you know, like, you put in your flight number, and you just say Sabrina, and you go to the company name that I'm flying for, and you just, you know, write a review. Somewhere in there it says like, oh, review for your flight or whatever. And with that, I guess he found my Facebook, because I mean, it's not that hard to look up my name, and then you see, you know, flight attendant, and you know, you get everything from me. But he found my Facebook, and he sent me a message on Facebook, and he was just like, oh, it's very, very nice to fly with you. Like, that was the best flight I've ever had. Like, you were a great flight attendant. And I was like, okay, cool, thanks. Like, I didn't respond. I just read it and was like, okay, cool, interesting, bye-bye. But yeah, that was a really weird, fun, this weird and fun experience at the same time. But yeah, I'm keeping my eyes peeled for everybody who, you know, is trying to get at me. I have received a few numbers from people, especially one from a Canadian guy. Yeah, he was leaving the plane, and when he was deplaning, he gave me a piece of paper. He's like, oh, you can throw it out if you want. And I saw it, and it was his phone number. Obviously, I threw it away, but I also saved the phone number. We became friends on Snapchat. And I think he has a girlfriend. So that's where that ended. If you're listening, I think you know who you are. But yeah, I think, I don't know, just tell me. Yeah, I think he does, from what I've seen. I don't know. But yeah, that was a very bold move. And then I've also had, in the beginning of when I first started working, there's this guy. He came on the plane. He seemed fine. He seemed normal. He seemed like he had his things together in order. When he left the plane, he was a little bit stumbly and slurry. And it was weird because he literally just, you know, he was just nice. He was trying to be nice and, you know, friendly, but a little bit too friendly. Where at the point when he was walking towards me, he said, oh, you were like a really great flight attendant. Like, you know, we love your spirit, your mannerism, everything about you is just nice. And he went to grab my hand and kissed the back of my hand, and it was just weird. I'm starting to think that he was maybe tipsy or something, because when he was trying to leave, he was trying to exit the door, he's just going all over the place. The weirdest one of all, my favorite by far, it beats everybody that I've met on the plane. It's a few weeks ago, before or when I was starting to board people on the plane, there was this one guy in particular. He was coming in, he was very jolly and happy and excited and just full of energy, bursting out right away. Like, it just, the minute I saw him from across the jet bridge, like, it hit me. I was like, oh God, like, what am I gonna deal with today? And the minute he saw me, he just got this very excited look, kind of like when you take little kids to Disneyland and they see Mickey Mouse for the first time, they get all excited and they're like waving hello. That's what I got from this dude. And just a burst, and I was just like, oh my God, hi. Like, you know, we have masks, we can't tell, but he didn't have a mask, so I had to remind him. I was like, oh, you need a mask before you enter. And he was like, oh, okay. And like, he put on his mask, he was very like excited. He had his doggy with him, and it was a puppy. And ugh, poor dog, like, he was just getting hit with the bag everywhere. Like, I was like, oh my God, like, this dude, like, I don't know what's got into him. Turns out later on he was talking to this lady that I think was a nurse in front of him, and from what I heard, he had like ADHD and he had something else, maybe autistic. I don't know. I don't want to like, judge, but he had, obviously it was obvious that there was something going on. But I don't judge. But what bothered me, well, it didn't bother me, but it came to a shock to me that I didn't see this. There was a guy next to him on the plane, and he was very like aggressive. It was like aggressive love. I don't know. When we were getting ready to take off, he just grabbed him by the arm and like very aggressively and just tried to get him close to him so he can, like when you want to like lean over somebody and like lay your head on them and some like just to get comfortable. And I was like, oh my God. I was like, they came in separately, so I didn't know that they were together. And I was like, oh, this poor man, like, does he know? Like, I was like, he obviously knows him because he's not reacting, like a stranger would react. So I was like, okay, maybe they're, I don't know, something, because the other guy's not reacting. So obviously they're together or some, in some way. And yeah, so it was his boyfriend, and I was like, oh, okay, like, oh, if it was a stranger, I was like, I don't know how that would happen. But yeah. He was just very aggressive and like not aggressive, but just like little kid manner type of thing. Like they don't like really long flights, and this was, I think, was like maybe an hour and a half or something, and or like an hour or something. It was about an hour, and we still had like 20 minutes left, and I was doing my rounds of picking up garbage. And the guy, like, he stopped and he's like, oh, are we almost there? And I was like, no, we still have like 20 more minutes. Like, if you can just hold on 20 more minutes, like, we're good. And he was like, oh my God, it's so long. I was like, yeah, I know. Like, I feel that way sometimes too. Like, it's just forever. Like, don't worry. We're almost there. Like, it's almost over. Like, it's fine. Like, And his puppy, like, I was helping other people before that when we were boarding people. I was helping people with their bags and whatnot. And his puppy, like, I got a glimpse of his puppy, and for some reason, it just, for me, in the bag, it was a black bag, so I couldn't really tell the features of the puppy. But for me, I don't know, for a minute, for me, it seemed like the puppy was a baby cow, like a calf, when they're barely born. They have that fluffy, square shaped face, and that's what I thought it was. But I was like, it's a puppy. I don't know. Like, for some reason, for me, it seemed like a calf. I don't know. But yeah, and then I just kept staring at the puppy, and it was so cute. And it sucks that we cannot pet the dogs because you just never know. And a lot of flight attendants have been bit. And he told me that the dog was blind, so the doggy just crying and barking because the doggy has never been in a bag on a plane. It was the first time, so it's a new experience for them. But yeah, it was just so sweet, and I just felt so bad for the dog because it's been through a lot. And then when I'm in my jump seat, I have to put on my seatbelt, and then I have to put like this vest. It's not a vest, but like the harness type of seatbelt. And when I'm sitting there, everyone gets to see me because I am right at smack in the middle. And everyone just sees me. Everyone sees my reactions, my face, my anything. If something happens, people just look at me. And if I'm okay, people would, just calm down. Nothing is out of the ordinary. And the guy saw me, and he was like 2 seats behind, like 2 seats away from me. And he just saw me. He's like, "You're so brave." And he was so loud for people around the area, so everyone would hear what he was saying, because he was just so loud. He just, out there. It's, "You're so brave." I was like, "Yeah, how, why do you say that?" It's like, "It seems like you're going skydiving." And I was like, "Yeah, I get that a lot. Like, that's what I think all the time when I wear my my harness and stuff." And it does. It seems like, you're about to jump out the plane because that's what it looks like. But no, I'm just sitting there for, my protection. And then he says, Oh, you're so brave. I would not be able to do that because everyone just stares at you. And if everyone just stared at me, I would just give everybody the finger. And he was doing it. And I'm just like, oh gosh. What am I dealing with today? Like, help me or something. I don't know. It's just a very fun, unexpected experience. And at the end of the day, I was like, I really needed that type of person to just be on the plane, just make it fun. And for me, it was just, another boring day, whatever. But for him, it's just that experience that I'm probably never gonna forget because it's just in my memory. And it was just so hilarious. And he's just out there. He didn't give a shit for anybody. And then his boyfriend at the end, he was just, I don't know, he just kept giving me the eye of like, not help me, but he was just very quiet and I don't know. But at the end of the day, they were both very happy. So, another great flight that I will hopefully never forget. I love when I have babies on board because you just never know. Like, well, sometimes, they might cry a lot or whatever, they might be fuzzy. I don't know. But sometimes the babies are just so damn cute and like they're just so funny. And this was a few months when I started working. It was I think it was summer. Yeah, it was in summertime because it was very hot on the plane. I had two babies on board. One of them, I think he was 2 years old and he was right in the front in the first seat. And then like three seats away in the back, there was another baby, but that was like a smaller baby. He was like maybe like, I don't know, 10 months or something. And while I was doing my announcements, my safety demonstration, I had both babies give me hit their attention, their full attention. They're just looking straight at me and just in awe or something. And the baby that was in front of me, the closest one, like I'm having fun with my demonstration and saying hello. And when I have my safety card, because it is a really hot airplane, I just fan the baby a little bit, and then the people around there, they just I get a few chuckles and laughs, and they're like, oh, okay, this flight attendant has personality. She is great. She has humor. Like all that. I want them to think that, okay? And then as I'm doing my announcements, the baby in the back, in the like a few rows back, just thinking about it, it reminds me of that. Like, oh my God. And then at the end, you have to call the pilots. That like you gotta let them know that everyone's secured and then we can take off. And the pilots were like, is everything okay back there? Like, were they cheering or what was happening? And I was like, oh, just your typical, there's a baby on board and it just stares at you to like in your deep in your soul and you can't say your announcements and everyone's just cheering you on to finish whatever you're gonna say. He's like, oh, okay, so you got those type of people on board. I was like, yeah, it's gonna be a fun flight. And it was. I miss the pre-COVID experiences. I mean, I still kind of get them now. I'll do puns here and that and there. Oh, I can't talk today. Just pops his head like on the side, like out of nowhere. Like I was not expecting that. I knew there was a baby, but I was not expecting the baby to just fully almost launch himself out of the seat and just like horizontally just his head cocked to the side and just deeply stare at me, no blinking. Like literally that baby did not blink at all. Like he just kept staring at me with no expression. And I'm over here trying to say my lines and my announcements, and I just that baby just stares like it just deep in my soul, and I just cannot contain it. I just start bursting out and laughing, and I'm just trying to finish what I'm trying to say. And then people around me are just like, what's happening? And then they like the some people see that there's a baby, and he's just his head is right there, and like he stares. And his parents know what's happening because I'm staring at the baby too, and like he just does not blink. And I'm over here laughing, and I'm at the point where I'm crying laughing, and I cannot speak my lines. I cannot say my announcements. And at the end, everyone's like literally just like 2 minutes, everyone's laughing, cheering me on. It's like, you can do it, come on, you can finish what you're saying. And I'm just like, crying laughing, and this baby just Every time I think about it, it's just like, man, I wish I had that experience one more time because this is great. It was the best. Like, I don't know. Babies are just too cute on the plane. Yeah, for New Year's Day, we had a delay because there was like freezing rain in Pennsylvania and people were worried. It wasn't like a full flight. It was like maybe 20 people or something, and they were just worried that we weren't gonna be making it and whatever. But once we landed, how's that to start off the year? And everyone just laughed, and I was like, yeah, everyone have a good year. Just I'm starting to get that fun flight attendant again. I want that because it's been 2020 was just way too serious that if we needed a little bit of, a flight attendant humor on the planes for people, and they really enjoy that. They really like it. They tell me that, like, oh, you were great. Like, I've had a lot of passengers tell me, it's like, oh, you're just the sweetest flight attendant. Like, you just really care for people. It's like, yeah, well, that's my job. It's your it, one of your main jobs is to have that hospitality because the airplane for us is like our second home. And what do you do when you have people over? You make them feel welcome. You want them to feel like they're at home. So that's, I guess, one of my gifts is making them feel welcome. And I had that passenger. She was an older lady, and she was like, oh, like, I love your way of doing things, like your personality and everything. You're just so sweet. And because apparently her flight attendant experiences before, they were just mean bad. I don't know. They were just snooty flight attendants. And yes, I've met them too. And like I've said before, there's a job that, only a few people can have. Not everyone enjoys it. Not everyone has, that personality for it. I don't know. Yeah, that was the best experience ever. Like, these are just the craziest, weirdest, the funniest stories that ever happened to me on the plane. I don't know. And then also, about a month ago, I had we were flying from Chicago to Appleton, Wisconsin, and we had some issues on the plane, so that was delayed for like 3 hours. And then I was working the flight from Appleton to Chicago back, but not the way there, but just the way back. And I guess everyone left home except for this one couple, and they were the only ones on the plane. So, VIP. And they came in, and I was like, oh, well, welcome to your private jet experience. I was like, if you guys want anything, just let me know. We only have soda, juice, and water, and that's about it. And they were very nice, and I told them, I was like, yeah, you can sit anywhere. You can sit together. You can sit separately if you need a break from each other, just whatever. And they did. They sat across from each other, which is funny. When I was doing my announcements, when we landed, I forgot that there was only two people on board, and you have it memorized. And I said, oh, once we arrive at a gate, we're going to deplane in groups of 5 rows at a time. And then I caught myself, and I was like, never mind, there's only two people on board, so you could leave whenever you want. And it was funny, and we took pictures. I took their pictures because nobody was on board except for them. And I have their picture. I posted them on our website. I was like, hey, your VIP experience. And they were just great. And they had a really good time, and I'm pretty sure they're gonna remember that. And another one. I was in Washington, D.C., and this was the way when I first started working. There's this Indian couple, and there was space on board. I remember the husband asked me, they're like, hey, if there's seats available, can I sit with my wife? And I'm like, yeah, sure. So when I closed the door, I was like, yeah, you can sit with your wife if you want to. The wife was like, no, you sit there. I want to sit by myself. And she was very strong about it too. And it seemed like they were arguing. I don't think they were arguing, but it was just funny. I was like, oh, okay, you're those people. Okay, like, good job. Like, you're claiming your space. This is the only time that you get a break from your husband. Okay, good for you. And I was like, okay, she okay, don't mess with her. But that was like, it was funny. It was a funny time because the husband was like, I want to sit with my wife. And then the wife was like, no, just stay there. And another fun time that I had, it was a year ago because it was right like a few weeks before quarantine and the shutdown and everything. I was with these pilots. They were young. We were all like around the same age group in a way, like in our 20s or early 30s for them. But they were very like fun and, you know, energetic and, you know, they just want to have fun. Because it was a really bad night, they swapped their original flight attendant to another trip, and then they put me in there, and it was just a hot mess before that. And you are not supposed to swap flight attendants when there's already everyone on board, that because that's not supposed to happen apparently, but it happened. And the pilots, they were just very, you know, caring and generous, and they're like, hey, are you okay, are you good? Like, it was a stressful night, and you know, they just wanted to me to they wanted me to feel okay. And I was like, yeah, I'm good, I'm good. And they just kept pushing it, and I was like, are you sure? And I was like, yeah, I'm good. And I was like, well, maybe it once we arrive to our overnight, maybe I could have a few drinks or something just to calm myself down or whatever. And they're like, oh yeah, for sure. So once, of course, once we got there, we went out to like this cool bar. I don't go out and drink. I've like never really had that much experience. Like, yeah, I'm 21, but I never had that, you know, blackout drunk type of experience, because, you know, I don't, it doesn't really call my attention. Like, yeah, I'll drink, but not blackout drink. Like, that's no, not get trashed, because, you know, you'll always regret it the next day. But anyway, that happened. They just kept bringing me drinks, and I kept, like, I was like, you know, I'm for the sweet stuff. I'll get, you know, a chocolate mousse cocktail. And they just kept getting it and getting it. And, you know, the pilots, they're like, yeah, don't worry, we'll get it. And, like, they just bought it. And they made me try this shot that was a chocolate, German chocolate cake shot or something. And it's vodka, and you take lime squeeze and sugar, and it tastes like chocolate, but it didn't really taste like anything. I don't know. It was, oh, it's like weird tasting chemically. It's like you get a hint of chocolate, but it's not strong. I don't know, it was weird. And then the next day, when we were traveling, we were in Washington, D.C., and we were just walking by the terminals because we had like 3 hour break. And they had a Mario Kart, because they had the Nintendo Switch, and they were, you know, having a little area where you can like stop by and play. So we were all playing, and we were playing Mario Kart, and obviously I suck at it, but it was a fun experience, and that was really great. Like, it was really fun. Like, I've seen them around, but like I haven't flown with them again. But you know, before COVID, that's what you could do. You could play Mario Kart with people and like touch the controllers, and nobody cared, and it was insane. And that was really fun. I've always had fun with pilots, and they're always so nice and sweet. And they always, you know, if you know, when we're at a stop somewhere, they'll be like, hey, do you want a cup of coffee, or do you want like a sandwich or something? Like, you know, we need to eat. Like, I'll get you like a sandwich or whatever, or coffee. And yeah, that's pretty much, you know, my fun experience. And sometimes I have had planes all to myself occasionally. I had one time, we were flying, we had to fly from St. Louis to Milwaukee, and that was not an original flight, so there was nobody on board because of the storms that were happening around. And I had the whole plane to myself, and I was back walking in and out of the flight deck. And the pilots were like, yeah, you can sit here, you can sit out there, it doesn't really matter, you can see everything that's happening around. And when we were flying, it was really bad turbulence, and you can see there was, off in the distance, it was just this giant black wall of clouds, and you can see the lightning that was happening around, and it was just crazy. I thought that we were not going to make it to Milwaukee because it's just really bad weather. But I had so much fun. I had like so much fun on the plane by myself. I had some cookies that I took from the snack boxes or the snack area. I took like some stroopwafels and like cookies, and I was eating it. I was enjoying my time on the plane, and I forgot that I was the only one there and that I was the flight attendant. And I was just sitting there. I was like, "Oh man, where's the flight attendant? I have to throw away my trash." And I was like, "Wait a minute. I am the flight attendant. I am the only one on board." So there I am. I was like, "Damn, I have to do everything by myself." So I get up, I throw it away, I grab myself like a soda or something, and I just sit back down and I was like, "Okay, I'm the only one here. I have to do everything by myself." So yeah, and I told the pilots, and I'm like, "I forgot I was the only flight attendant, and I was waiting for somebody to pick up my trash." And they just laugh. And they're like, "How do you forget that you're the only one on board?" And I was like, "I don't know. I just, you're having fun and you forget that you're the one working the flight. You know, yeah, it just happens." That's the most memorable ones that I've had on board. But yeah, again, if you guys have any feedback, you know where to find me. My Instagram, my Twitter, or my Facebook. If you have me on Facebook and you're hearing this from Facebook, I don't care. I want your feedback. I want to know what you guys want me to talk about next, that I haven't talked about. But yeah, that's all the weird stuff that's happened on board with me on the plane. My fun experiences. If you want to hear about my bad experiences, I've had those too. It builds character. It builds one heck of a recipe for if I ever want to switch airlines. Don't know what I've dealt with. But yeah, a lot of people have told me to try out for Southwest just because I am funny and I like to do stand-up comedy on my planes sometimes. I haven't done it always. They've told me, it's like, "You should try out for Southwest. You have that, the funniness to you." And I was like, "Oh, yeah, thanks. Let me know what you guys think." You'll hear from me next time, I promise. This is one of my New Year's resolutions, is to keep up with my podcast. And with that said, I know this was a really long episode, but I still have a lot more really fun, good stories to tell that I didn't tell in this one before. Remember, give me feedback. Let me know if you want to hear any more stories, or we could do an episode with my bad stories. Just let me know. Give me feedback. And with that being said, I hope you guys have a great 2021. Hope it's been a really good start for everybody listening. Hope you have really good New Year's resolutions that you are able to complete. And stay safe and healthy. And I wish you all the best. Bye bye.